Katie Prezes is on the phone. Katie is a vice chair for Postpartum Support International, International's Illinois chapter, which is a big conversation about moms who choose to have babies. And once they're here, how do they deal with what I think the older members of my family used to call, Katie, the baby blues? But now we actually have a real name for it, don't we?
Yes. Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me. So nowadays, professionals like me not only refer to postpartum depression, but an overall collection of things that can happen with mental health during pregnancy and the postpartum period called PMADS, which stands for perinatal mood and anxiety disorders.
And does it make you happy when people come out and speak about it, like Britney Spears or other celebrities who can reach an audience that maybe you cannot, when they say, look, this is what I deal with, this is what I worry about when I'm anticipating another pregnancy?
Definitely. Anytime that mental health issues in general, but specifically perinatal mental health issues, can be an important topic of conversation anywhere, right? At the dining room table, at holidays with your families, in the workplace even, that is a win for people like the folks at Postpartum Support International, who provide invaluable resources to families who are struggling with these sorts of mental health resources. So anytime, or mental health issues. So anytime, even in the celebrity spotlight, someone brings up this conversation, that's always a great time for us to be able to make an impact and know people that let people know that we're here and that we're available with resources should they need them.
And I don't know if you have any research or you've done any studies on this, and it wouldn't be a question that I would have asked yesterday, but in light of Roe v. Wade possibly being overturned, is there any study that suggests that unwanted pregnancies result in more postpartum depression?
It definitely does. So there are a series of factors that can play into your likelihood of developing a perinatal mood or anxiety disorder. Things like having a history of prior depression or anxiety, hormone imbalances such as diabetes or thyroid issues, history of abuse or violence, lack of social support, difficulties during your pregnancy or the delivery of your baby, any type of stress, including, you know, losing loved ones, financial stress, childcare stress. But one of the other factors is that your pregnancy was unwanted or unplanned. So that definitely factors in when you're looking at someone's entire medical history and what might have led up to them experiencing postpartum depression, anxiety, or one of these other issues.
This is Katie Prezes. She's the vice chair for Postpartum Support International's Illinois chapter. And it's not just women that get postpartum depression. It can affect their partner as well?
That's correct. So the statistic that we normally cite is that up to 1 in 10 partners, or usually fathers, can also experience postpartum depression or anxiety. And their likelihood of experiencing those symptoms increases significantly when the birthing parent or the mother has issues with depression or anxiety. So this isn't just a individual issue that we're talking about. It's a family issue. And so it's important that everyone in the family knows that there are resources available to help them, you know, start feeling better sooner. And places like Postpartum Support International are a great place to start. They offer free online support groups almost every day of the week. They offer more than 20 different types of groups depending on your specific issue or population. They have groups for African-American families, Hispanic families, folks suffering from infant loss or pregnancy loss, psychosis, all different sorts of things. So it's a really great resource for not only families who are struggling with these mental health issues, but also for providers who want to be able to support them.
Okay, so I'm going to want to have you share where people can reach out and get help, because that is the most important piece of information. But I've got about 35 seconds. Can you tell everybody about Climb Out of the Darkness? It's a big event you've got coming up.
Yes, definitely. All of our information can be found at postpartum.net. So that's the easiest place to access more information. But on June 25th of this year in Humboldt Park, we'll be hosting Climb Out of the Darkness Chicago, which is a fundraising and awareness raising event for Postpartum Support International. And we invite all families in Chicago to come join us, but particularly those who have struggled with mental health issues during pregnancy and postpartum. It's going to be a healing day for those families. We also invite providers that support them to come out and climb with us.
And quickly, if you've had postpartum depression in the past or anxiety issues with postpartum, you know, what is it, PMAD, does that mean with the second child you're more likely to deal with that again?
Yes. So anytime you have a history of mental health issues in the past, that can increase your risk for developing a PMAD or perinatal mood or anxiety disorder. So it's definitely something to stay in touch with your medical providers about. Reach out to groups like Postpartum Support International to find access to therapy or counseling if that's going to help you as well. And just kind of stay in touch with yourself. How are you feeling? Are you feeling like yourself, or do you think you need a little bit more support to be feeling better?
And be there for your family members if you witness it. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa.
Steve's got the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up next.